They talk about Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, Steve McNair. No, those guys, like you said, paved the way for us today. And, you know, those guys had pretty good careers. And, you know, it's just great, you know, being able to follow in their footsteps.
When you're talking about Warren Moon, he's definitely a pioneer at his time. And definitely for guys like Teddy Bridgewater, Michael Vick, Donovan McNabb, guys of that stature, and I know a lot of those guys can pretty much put their careers on Warren Moon. As you think about it, they try to get Warren Moon to play a different position, and deep down in his heart, he knew what he wanted to play, and he just didn't give up.
When you have a white receiver and they're successful, it's like they're labeled as a white receiver instead of just being a receiver. And in my opinion, if whatever position you play, if you're good, you're good. That side notion of, or that's a black quarterback, or that's a white receiver. That's just who we are as a society, which is unfortunate.
When you think of the number of black quarterbacks we've had here, I don't know if there's any other team in the league's had more. I mean, we had Warren Moon, we had Randall Cunningham, Dante Culpepper, Teddy Bridgewater, Tavares Jackson. I mean, those are five black quarterbacks that I can name just within the last 20 to 25 years.
If you're a winning quarterback, they're behind you 100%. You are the quarterback. You are a winning quarterback. I like him. I see so much talent in him as a young quarterback coming up. And if he continues to progress the way that he has up to this point, I think that he'll be one of the great quarterbacks in this league.